Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros moves to third. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Seaburn moves to third. two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burrows settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive towards the mound. Walker catches it and throws to first to double up Bunning. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Cash reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it, throws to third for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to home to get McAuliffe. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, lump applying the tag. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jimenez is hit by the pitch. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Bunning covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gordy Windhorn now playing left field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Windhorn hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simulai hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull pinch runs for Haywood Sullivan. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash is walked intentionally. Kaline moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Steve Burrows. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. Kaline scores. Cash moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chico Fernandez pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Fernandez now playing third base. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles pinch hits for Gordy Windhorn. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.